This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, and, of course, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. You can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from California, out there in the land of milk and honey and fruits and nuts, and Nancy Pelosi, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
How's Nancy?
I don't know. Well, she, who knows? she's probably wondering what's happening to the Democrat Party and why can't she just wave her magic wand and fix it?
Well, why can't she get off on her broom and fly around and oversee everything?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. Did I say that? Oh. All right, are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded with Judeo-Christian values. And George, the Godfather's chiming in. Good morning, George. Talking about tomorrow, whether it be putting wreaths on the veterans' tombstones in the military cemeteries. By the way, Kyle, that group that used to be the church in Kansas is back under a different name, and they're giving up. They're trying to raise a little hell, if you will, around the country at some of the veteran cemeteries where they're putting the wreaths out there.
Yeah, it's really sad, or saying things like it's too religious or this kind of, there's a group that says that. And honestly, Captain, I know we have crackpots out there, but this is a very...
Well, this group just needs to go away, because what these people are doing by putting the wreaths out there on the tombstones is really monumental, and they should just go away and stop.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, I want to talk about the generic congressional ballot, because Rasmussen reports, their national telephone and online survey, found out that if the election was held for Congress today, 48% of likely U.S. voters would vote for the Republican candidate, whether it was in the Senate or in the House, while 39% would vote for the Democrat. Just 4% would vote for some other candidate, and another 9% say that they're not sure who they'd vote for. So that 48% could very easily be 49 or 50%. But certainly, the Democrats are losing ground, and they're losing ground big time.
They are losing ground big time, Captain. I think it is absolutely an earthquake. It's an all hands on deck, red alert problem for the Democrat Party elite. No matter what, they are ramrodding these policies through. They are appeasing, in so many ways, the far left radical agenda of those who have colonized into the Democrat Party of old, right? And they don't know what to do next. And it's really sad. That's where the big story is. But that being said, I think you have Republicans and Democrats across highways and byways who are willing to say, look, this isn't working. In fact, we're going backwards. And so I think they will be very inclined to vote for the Republican, whomever they may be.
Yeah, and the entrepreneurs and the retirees predominantly support the Republicans in their efforts across the country.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, Florida's GOP lieutenant governor has a message for the wokesters. They're pushing the term Latinx. Have you heard that term?
I have, yes. Yeah.
And what do you think about that?
Well,
it's actually an insult, by the way.
Yeah, I've heard it used in the sense of describing, I think, groups master set or something like that.
Yeah.
And it is, that's how it's been used.
Well, our lieutenant governor told these people to go scratch themselves. She didn't say where, but you can imagine.
I think one of the things that, I think it's important to say, you know, the United States, we have all kinds of different people, and we always have. But what really binds us together is the ideas.
Okay, let me try to get Mary in here. Okay, Mary, we've got about 30 seconds here. What's on your mind?
Hi. I wanted to ask about the case in Texas where they are saying the satanic ritual abortion people who worship Baal, they say that their religious rights are being abused because they're not being allowed to do that. What's with that?
Don't know. It's the first I've heard of it, but we'll see if Kyle knows about it. Okay, thanks. You heard anything about it, Kyle?
I have not, but I understand what the concept is there, I guess. It's, oh, you're violating my religious rights because you won't let me have an abortion. Okay, well, I guess that's a new one.
Yeah, I don't even pay attention to that crap when, you know, a name like that, something of Bah. They can go Bah their way down the road.
Yeah, if they want to worship Baal, that's their problem.
Yeah, okay, hold on. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Lots more coming your way. Kathy.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Want to give a special shout out to one of our buddies over there at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey, and that would be the lovely Elizabeth. So, Elizabeth, hope you're having a great day, and I hope you have a great weekend. Okay, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. And remember, what we do differently here is I'm not going to tell you to go buy this pillow or that pillow or this doggy bed or this mattress or whatever. I'm just going to tell you to go to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at all the stuff they have there, because there's something for everybody there. You can go to the website and buy your Christmas gifts for everybody on your list, including your dog or your cat. Now, MyPillow.com, on the homepage, you'll see all kinds of things there. Prices will be there, and it'll say, with your promo code, the price is so-and-so and such and such. Well, the promo code is always going to be the word Captain. Now, when you go to Radio Listener Specials page, which is a link off the main page, you'll see the little box logo link there. You click on it, and it'll send you a page where there's well over 100 items. And again, the promo code to get the prices you see there is the word Captain. So, you get a hold of them by doing it that way, or you can call them on the phone by dialing 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. Plenty of time to order whatever you want and get it delivered by Christmas. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And, you know, the Build Better Act is gone until 2022. It's official. President Joe Biden's key social and climate change spending bill has stalled in the Senate after passing in the House last month. They can't get it passed. They've got four or five Democratic senators that are holding this hostage, literally, thank God, over the price tag and the policies in the bill. And it doesn't stand a chance of passing in the Senate until sometime next year if they work it around. And then again, if they don't, guess what? It may not pass at all.
May not pass at all. And also, the immigration law changes, the parliamentarian said that they had to come out of the bill because they don't agree with the chamber's rules, basically.
That's right.
So, I mean, there's blow after blow after blow here. And I think, Captain, it couldn't be a more of a great thing right now because this pushes it into the time when people are really going to start thinking about the upcoming midterm election.
Yep.
If they want to try to sell this thing during the heat of an election season, go for it because it's going to get even worse for them.
Yep. Okay. And we have a caller on the line. I believe I know who this is. Okay. Mike in Clearwater, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. We're starting to see everything come to a head, right? I was going to mention the thing with the parliamentarian, but Kyle kind of stole my thunder. But,
No, we were ahead of the game.
Well, I know, but I was going to bring that up. I have a feeling that, contrary to what Kyle said, they are going to try to bring this up during the midterms because I believe that they're stupid enough to do that. I also wouldn't be surprised if, it's another round of $1,200 stimulus checks that they're going to come up with some way to justify paying people, and they're going to do what they've always done. They're going to try to buy off the vote. But I really believe that with all this inflation and all this garbage that we're going through, with the shortages and the going to the grocery store and there's hardly anything on the shelf because they can't get it. You know, I think people are smart now. I think people realized that those that did vote for Biden, I think buyer's remorse, what do you call it? You know, there's a T-shirt with President Trump that says, "Do you miss me?" I think a lot of people do miss him, including myself. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thanks, Mike. Yes, I do think they are going to try to sell their Build Back Better, but it's so wildly unpopular at this point, I don't think they can help themselves. They want this thing. They want their agenda. They want the power. They want this thing. But, yes, I do think people are missing what was happening when President Trump was president. It could be very unprecedented. Now, normally, if you were president and you had one term and you didn't get reelected, you just have to go off into oblivion, more or less, and never run again. You'd never get the nomination. But we live in very strange times, uncharted waters. Mm-hmm. And I think Trump's going to come back with a vengeance. He wants to run. I'm sure of it.
Well, my old congressional district where I voted when I was in upstate New York, the congresswoman that's there now, Representative Tenney, she said that the Dems plan vote trafficking in order to cheat in 2022. Vote trafficking.
Wow. Well, but again, we have, these different states are creating these different laws and so forth. They're trying to close up these loopholes. And the poll watching, in other words, we're wise to their hijinks at this point.
Well, yeah, and they know how to handle the different things that are going on. Again, what you just heard is certainly something that you might not hear anywhere else because I don't think people really want to talk about this stuff for whatever reason.
Well, exactly. But the things are getting so bad. And I heard one thing where Republicans want to are cheering on the inflation and all that. That's not true. But we are, in many ways, conservatives, that is, and I think many Republicans, are pointing out this is what's happening out there. It doesn't need to be happening because it's harmful. People can't reach their full potential. They can't get to their destiny if the Biden administration continues to throw literally wrenches into the works every single chance they get and do it like this is they're happy that this is happening, and then turn around and tell you, no, things are actually okay.
Well, what they're trying to do, what the Democrats are trying to do, is they're trying to create the illusion of another pandemic coming our way, this Omicron, and they're going to try to use that as another way to change the rules again with the voting and this, that, and the other. And we have to be smart enough to understand that this is a bunch of crap, and we can't let them do it. And I will tell you that because of people like Congressional Representative Claudia Tenney in New York, that we are aware of what they're going to try to do, and we're going to head them off at the pass.
That's right. See what happened in Virginia, how the people were up in arms on the left about the whole thing, but it was a good election in that sense. It was executed correctly,
yeah,
and so forth. And that's what they're most afraid of, Captain. They're most afraid that people actually get to say what they want.
Yeah, and let me just tell you something else. When it comes to election integrity, don't buy the lie from the Democrats and the other side of the aisle. 80% of those people that have been polled in every major independent poll support voter ID.
Right. And that is so key. You know, people understand that, you know, that if you have no legitimacy in terms of how you're identified, that you're eligible to vote, because there is an eligibility requirement to be able to vote.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have 12-year-olds coming in and voting. They're not eligible yet.
Yeah, and the other thing that some of these states are going to try to do is to make the illegals eligible to vote in the, oh gosh, local elections. But again, when you have a national election, what's to stop them, if you've got a local election going on the same time, what's to stop them from casting a ballot and having it get through?
Well, there's absolutely, I think, really nothing, because the system would be so complex and so overburdened. How could you run a national election and have any assurity that, oh, don't worry, the people that could only vote in some elections, they didn't vote in this election, and on and on. You know, Captain, they couldn't keep track of the mail-in ballots, for goodness sake.
Again, when they got to California with Hillary Clinton, they had 5 million votes that magically appeared. Those were all the votes of illegal voters.
Right. Right, and it's maddening to most people across the country, because that actually, Captain, we hear this thing about disenfranchising the voters. Well, if you throw in illegal votes, that does disenfranchise the voters. That's the very definition of disenfranchising them.
Of course. And by the way, NBC, the anchors at NBC, hit Nancy Pelosi for her comments about how lawmakers should be able to trade individual stocks based on their insider trading knowledge that they get that they can use, the rest of us can't. And MSNBC and CNBC actually took off and just absolutely tore into Nancy Pelosi. Hold that thought. We'll talk about that when we come back, folks. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. More coming your way. Ron Edwards is here to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The CDC advisory panel says most Americans should get the Pfizer or Moderna COVID vaccine instead of a Johnson & Johnson shot. because it can cause rare blood clots that have so far killed 9 people. Up till this point, federal officials have treated all 3 shots equally. The CDC must now decide whether to accept the recommendation. In a statement, Johnson & Johnson said it remains confident the overall positive benefit-risk profile of its vaccine. At the White House, President Biden said it's past time for people to get their boosters.
The only real protection is to get your shots. If you get one shot, if you haven't gotten it yet, that'll help. If you're at the point where you have everything, including your booster, you're in really good shape. So move now.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCN Hemp.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. And Jeff was over at Mixon Farms yesterday. One of the good time gang that was there. And we had a great time. And they're going to be putting a banner up in Mixon's, a 3x3 banner. It's my picture. You've seen it on the internet. Holding the 12-inch... Captain's Club sandwich, and it's going to be featured there at their Mixon's Roadside Cafe, and I feel very honored in the fact they're going to be doing that. So how about that? And they showed me the banner yesterday, so there you go. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team. They do a lot of work, a lot of great things for the community. And if you've got pain, whatever it happens to be, whether or not it's arthritis, bursitis, you pulled a muscle, whatever it is, back, neck, leg, ankle, whatever it is, give them a look to see what they can do for you. Now, the website they gave me that you can go check out is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go on over there, and for $19.95, you can start the 3-week quick start. You'll be in business, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, time flies when you're having fun, right?
Absolutely.
Now, you probably haven't heard this, and most of the people around haven't heard this either, but eggs will largely disappear from Massachusetts grocery store shelves come January 1st, 2022, unless state lawmakers act quickly to amend a strict new animal welfare law. Because back in 2016, Massachusetts voters overwhelmingly passed an animal treatment measure that in part made it illegal to sell eggs from young hens.
Yeah, that's really something very similar to what's happening in California as well that affects, for example, bacon. Since there was something that was passed that said you had to have certain different conditions,
right,
and so forth. And what the producers are saying is that they don't really, it's hard for them to comply with this. They're asking for extensions and so forth. But yeah, these are the things, the food restrictive policies, evidently. So yeah, I guess we'll see what happens.
Now, Joe Biden yesterday once again tried to rewrite history about the Afghanistan withdrawal by saying he opposed it from the beginning when he, in fact, was in full support of going into Afghanistan from the very beginning, going all the way back to 2001, and then 2002, when the rubber met the road, he was even stronger in support of going into Afghanistan.
Well, maybe he really believes that. You know, I mean, at this point, I don't think we know what to believe about what Biden actually thinks in his head, but right, I mean, this is typical, you know, politician stuff. I was for it before I was against it, or I opposed it before I flip-flopped, or whatever it was John Kerry had said back then.
I was for the ketchup before they got it, and now that I own the ketchup, I'm all for it, so I'm bringing you ketchup because I am the ketchup king.
Well, yeah, but it's, you know.
What a dope.
Well, but that's all political speak.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Peter Ducey from Fox News asked why President Biden is still suggesting you can't spread COVID if you've been vaccinated. He asked Jen Psaki, and basically she blew him off.
Yeah, I think it was the deputy press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre,
mm-hmm.
And he said, why is President Biden telling people that, telling people still that the vaccinated cannot spread COVID? And then she said, looked confused or whatever, said, can you say more? Which is kind of the equivalent of, what are we talking about? What? You know, and he went on to say, he said that the president said, making sure you're vaccinated so you don't spread the disease to anybody else. And then they said, well, I didn't hear this interview, so I would have to see its full context, which, again, is the equivalent of, let's move on. I don't want to talk about that, because that's what Biden does. And we know that the White House staff, they turn off the volume. They don't want to hear this stuff anymore.
Well,
because they know they're going to get all...
Actually, what that deputy press secretary had to say was the fact that Republicans are explicitly rooting for inflation to get worse. Where'd that come from?
Well, it's a desperation time. Of course, Republicans don't want inflation to get worse, but people are pointing out what's happening, and they don't want people to point out what's happening. They'd rather try to switch it around to somehow what's happening is because somebody's rooting for it to happen. This is ridiculous nonsense.
Now, Joy Reid has been dubbed one of the dumbest people in media. I don't think anyone would disagree with us on that one, unless, of course, they're a liberal. But she has accused Elon Musk of appropriating his Karen insult from black people, and this is where he's been firing back and forth all week long at Joy Reid, who's been firing at him.
Well, he was originally firing back at Senator Elizabeth Warren, and I love this quote because, you know, she's talking about he's freeloading and so forth, and I just love this quote that he has.
From Pocahontas, huh?
Yeah, and basically, I think he said something about, you know, stop, you sound like the person's mom or something who always yells at everybody for everything or something like that. And so what Joy Reid is saying is somehow, and he also called her Senator Karen, like, you know, she's being a Karen, which is now part of the pop culture lexicon, basically. And she's saying somehow that he appropriated it from black people. I don't understand that, but that's her opinion. And but it also tells you something else, Captain, that that, you know, maybe this really did hit home with Senator Warren, at least how he was able to put that into a certain context that I guess maybe Joy Reid didn't like.
Well, in Israel right now, France and Spain, as well as the United Arab Emirates and possibly even the United States, are going to be added to a no-fly list there because of the stuff that's coming down in terms of the pandemic again.
Well, that's right. Yeah, so this is the Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett. He wants to be very aggressive about this. So, yes, it is being talked about that the U.S., even Portugal, Turkey, get this, Germany, Maria in Germany, of course, Hungary, Morocco, and Canada, they could be listed to the list of countries that could not fly to or fly in to Israel.
Yeah, and John is saying something in the chat room about the Republicans aren't fighting the destructive policies of the Democrats. Oh, yeah, they are.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they are.
I do see his comment, and I understand, and he's saying that, you know, we're relying on an election win 3 years from now to correct things, but by then it'll probably be too late, he's saying. And I do understand his perspective, but I think one of the things we could say would be that, well, next year, if people will go out and turn over the control of the House and Senate and give them veto-proof majorities, then you're going to stop the Biden administration in its tracks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to get that with the House or get very close, and we're definitely going to pick up 5 or 6 seats in the Senate, maybe even more. But if we did have the veto-proof majority, Joe Biden would be done.
Well, exactly right. And that would come, you know, 2 years ahead of the next presidential election. And stranger things have happened, but we live in very strange times.
And I can tell you right now what you're seeing going on with the Democrats stonewalling the Biden administration. You're going to see more of that because the Democrats want to get elected. They want to be elected. And they know that if they take these positions that are very unpopular with the American people, that they are not going to get reelected. They know that.
Well, right, and we see this happening with Joe Manchin, for example. We've seen it now happening, I think it's with other Democrats in other states.
Chester in Montana.
That's right. That's why they're getting that political cover to stand up and say, no, I'm not voting for this thing, this Build Back Better. I'm not going to vote for it.
Now,
my people don't want me to.
Now, here's something that's very important that nobody said a word about yesterday, and this very quietly came around. The Biden administration has ended their talks with the migrant families about reparations being paid to them for those families that were separated.
Can you imagine that? You've got an incredibly unpopular stance. And the president of the United States, Captain, going out and telling people, it wasn't the president himself, but the administration talking about $450,000. And people hear
you've
that.
You've earned that money.
Yeah.
They've taken your, you've earned it. I remember when he said that. Well, guess what? I don't know if they want more money than what he's offering or whatever, but the talks have stalled.
Yep, that's right. Completely unpopular.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers and Highway Report, Highway and Bible Report number 2. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Friday Morning Edition. I'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Live!
my goodness. Rare Earth. And we play that in our bumper music here. We just don't play the lyrics to it, but I just want to celebrate.
Well, that's got a lot of, that's got some good vibes.
Oh, that is dynamic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that is dynamic. All right, well, we got to take a look at the Trucker Sideway and Byway weather report. So, Kyle, you got some snow out west. Let's go with it.
All right, folks. So, out west tonight, of course, we're looking at winter weather advisories, and this is going to go all through the state of Montana, for example, especially up near Missoula and Great Falls. We see that actually on the radar right now with snow in those areas. It's going to dip down into the central part of Idaho as well, and then down in through West Yellowstone, and then also along Interstate 15 through Logan, Ogden, and Salt Lake City, down through Provo and east of there as well, winter weather advisories. Also in the area of Laramie, Wyoming. So definitely, if you're coming across I-80 and you're going through the Elk Mountain area and so forth, not only will you have high winds, but you also have that winter weather advisory going on right now. Also around Las Vegas, south of the 15 freeway, there you got a lake wind advisory that's going to go all the way down to Lake Havasu City and Parker, Arizona, and wind advisory building up now in Southern California. Doesn't look like it's up in the high desert just yet, mostly in Riverside, also L.A. County areas, but that's definitely, it looks like it's in the offing there, so you want to be careful of that. And then the mountain passes as well, especially for 4th of July pass, looks like they could start having some snow here this weekend. Snoqualmie looks pretty good right now, but it's got wet, and it's wet and has slush and spay in places as well. And then up on Cabbage Captain, they've got snow flurries.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to carry your chains.
Yeah. Now, we've got, I'm going to start in the south tonight. We've got fog right now from Galveston all the way up to Houston, and then I-10 all the way across over to Lake City and I-75. And then the fog goes north out of I-75 all the way up to north of Atlanta. We've got fog into Columbia, South Carolina, and then all the way across to, let's see here, to Mississippi. And then we've got fog on I-12 in Louisiana. We've got fog coming up out of New Orleans going north on I-55. Also, you'll find some on I-59 going up into Mississippi towards Tennessee. Also find some more if you go further north up into Georgia and get back and forth anywhere. I-75 north to Atlanta, you've got fog to the west and slightly to the east, but mostly to the west, all the way over into Mississippi tonight from Georgia. Now, going up the east coast, we've got some rain right now up around New York City, and it's raining up around Long Island and Connecticut. We've got some unsettled weather conditions in upstate New York, where it looks like we're going to be getting snow a little bit later in the day, as well as up in the northern part of New England in through Maine. We also look like we're going to be getting some snow in the upper peninsula of Michigan and across the lee shore of Lake Ontario because of what's developing, because we do have a system that's bringing ice and snow with it over the weekend up into the northeastern part of the United States. And as the temperatures drop up around Boston, that rain will become ice, will become snow. So be careful with that. Now, we do have rain coming out of Oklahoma and Arkansas, headed right into the areas that last weekend, Kyle, got the tornadoes. And that's going to make a real mess there.
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
Yep. Now, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight, we've got the wind and we've got snow in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. We also have snow over on the Lake Michigan side, on the lee shore of Lake Michigan in the upper part of Michigan. We got a little bit of fog that just developed here a few minutes ago in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Looks like we got a little bit of an adventure there tonight. In South Dakota, so we'll have to see how that works out, and hopefully it won't spread. But that's because of the cold weather and the warm weather combining, so you're getting some fog. And, of course, they did have some tornadoes up through there. I believe it killed 6 people, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, and several different tornadoes that touched down up there in the upper Midwest
day before yesterday. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tonight in the weekend edition.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, host of the Kyle Warren Show. And, again, you can go over there and pick up his show and his podcast and all that stuff, KyleWarrenShow.com. All right, now, coming up in the next hour, we're going to take a look at some things that have been transpiring here. We've got some very interesting stuff going on here with the back and forth, if you will, between the Department of Defense and the state militias. Governor Abbott, for example, has said that they're not going to follow what the Department of Defense is selling when it comes to having to be the vaccine mandate and all that stuff. And that's also going to carry over to the other states where they are state militias, because the governors are the ones that are in charge of the state militias. I know South Dakota is one of them, because Christie, the governor of South Dakota, was over down along the Mexican border when she sent certain elements of her units down there to help out Texas. So that's one thing I know was going on. By the way, Robert, hello to you. Herb, hello to you. Glenn, hello to you. Kevin, hello to you. We've got Amanda. We've got Rosemary chiming in. Not Ms. Rosemary, but a Rosemary. So thank you very much for the comments. We appreciate it, and we certainly hope that everybody has an opportunity to have yourself a great weekend with what's coming up. We're going to have some great weather here in Florida, by the way, again for the weekend. The football game Sunday night, the game should be played in perfect weather. Perfect weather. And by the way, as we talked with the real estate quarterback and the consumer quarterback the other day, Brandon Rimes, the projections here in Florida for real estate, hotter than a firecracker. I had someone actually call me yesterday and want to know what I'd take for my home. They actually called me up, but I'm not going to get involved in that stuff either. So there you go. And a fire has broken out in a Japanese clinic. 27 are feared dead. The patient had a bag that leaked a flammable liquid that started the fire. Wonderful. I hope it wasn't intentional, but it kind of sounds like it was. All right, we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.